Hometown hero, Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 M&M's Caramel Toyota. Kyle has a win here in 2009 in the Monster Energy Series and in 2016 in the Xfinity. This weekend, he'll be running all three races. Starting tonight, it's NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race. Does have some track time. The only one, I think, in here so far that does this weekend. Maybe talk about yesterday's practice and how the weekend looks.
Pretty windy yesterday, and it's only going to get windier. So that's certainly kind of the topic of the day, I think, for many of us and what the on-track conditions are going to be like. But other than that, pretty good to be here in Vegas and good to have an opportunity to get back at the home track and run the triple here this weekend. We've talked about it for a long time, ever since the announcement last summer of the chances of coming out here and being able to run for two triple weekends in Las Vegas in 2018. I'm looking forward to being able to have the opportunity to run the first triple here this weekend, hopefully be able to go out there and get it accomplished and set that to the side and get a good weekend for us and get some good notes built up for when we come back here for chase time.
Questions for Kyle, please raise your hand. Mike.
Mike Kimber, USA Today. Kyle, what's changed about Vegas since you left to go racing? National Hockey League team, Raiders coming to town. Do you, as a native, do you kind of see Vegas now as more of a big-time sports town with all that's happening?
I think it's definitely grown into that more and more over the years. When I was a kid here, I always kind of wondered why we didn't have a professional team of any kind, you know, whether it would be hockey or basketball or baseball or football, you know. But it's becoming more and more, which is good. There's a lot of stars in all kinds of sports that are coming from the town with Harper, myself, and Kurt. Some other younger up-and-coming drivers as well, too, like Noah and such. So it's nice to have an opportunity to have that that place to be able to go play if you can make it to the hometown team and be a star in that series, that league.
Bob?
Bob Pockris, ESPN. You're going for your 50th truck win. I know you've talked about how you'd if you get to 100 Xfinity wins, you'd probably stop. Is there a number at truck races or wins that you'd have where you'd stop running? And would 50, as far as just numerology, would you like to hit? Is there something about hitting 50 that would make it special?
No, there's nothing about hitting 50 that makes it special. 52 would be special. So as far as how many truck races would I continue to run or wins would I like to hit? No, because it's my own team, and I'd like to always get out there and have an opportunity to race with my own team. Everybody thinks I just like to go out there and pad my stats and everything else. It's not like that. It's entirely to work with the people and try to educate the people. We've got two new engineers on our team this year and other new crew members and things like that, and so we try to work out the bugs with those guys. I feel like every year we go into this season with new guys, and I'm kind of regurgitating the same information sometimes. You know, you have great leadership with the crew chiefs and stuff, but this is Hillman's first full season with us. Last year was Marcus's first full season with us, so you know it's hard for Rudy to be able to catch those guys up on exactly everything. And so when I'm there with the team meetings and stuff like that, you know, we always go over stuff to make sure that we're a professional organization and we do our job and we hit all of our P's and Q's and I's and T's and everything else to make sure that we're going out there and doing a really good job. As if it was a cup team. So that's what the professionalism of our team is trying to be.
We'll go Jeff, then John, Claire, and Jerry.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. After Atlanta, everybody said, oh, well, you know, it wears the tires so much that it's different than a normal mile and a half. Now we're at a normal mile and a half. So will we know who's good for the season after this, or is it going to take longer to figure out who is good and who's struggling?
I think you'll have a sense of who's good, but I don't think it'll tell you everything you need to know. I mean, obviously, Truex was really good here, but he was good throughout the entire season. I think Larson was good here, Brad was good here, but they kind of tallied or fell off a little bit through mid part of the season. I didn't think we were that great here. We ran sixth or seventh all day last year, if memory serves me right, and then had a shot to finish third or fourth and didn't, you know. But we came on halfway through the season and really got hot there towards the end, so I don't think it's a huge telltale, but it'll obviously give you an idea of who's going to be tough, I'd say, up through Charlotte, up through May.
John?
John Luzzi with Fox Sports. Kyle, now that you guys have had time to look over that final pit stop in Atlanta in the trucks and discuss what happened, What is your take on now what played out there?
It's been played out already, man. I came down pit road. The guy struggled on the right front. I was so focused on the right front, I never heard the guy hit the left rear lugs. I don't think Marcus did either. So when the jack was dropped on the right side, he said, go, go, go. And that was going to be my thought anyways. And when he said, go, 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 that gave me clarification that the left rear didn't get hit. And so I took off. And then he said, stop, 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 or whoa, whoa, whoa. And I was in the middle of pit road, and there were going to be guys exiting their pits on my left and guys rolling on my right, so I couldn't stop exactly right there. I didn't know how many lugs were on there at all, so I asked the question, how many are on there? And is it none? And he go, yes, none. And so that's when I came to a stop. So it takes that amount of time and that amount of distance to figure all that sort of stuff out. There's a lot going on and a lot of things that kind of happen through your mind, and so – you know, it sucks. It was frustrating. The jackman couldn't hang the right front tire. They took too much time over there and messed up the pit stop and cost us the race.
Claire Belang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Can you talk about the wind and how it might affect qualifying? It's supposed to get worse tomorrow. You're racing three different series this weekend, and it's usually windy here, but this is some really strong wind.
Yeah, this is really strong wind. Last year, I remember the wind being really, really bad in the race, and you kind of used it to your advantage a little bit in some portions of the racetrack, but in others, it was a mess. It was a handful. It blows the cars around. You know, you're going at 200 miles an hour, and just a 40-mile-an-hour gust of wind is a big mile-an-hour change, and it just blows the cars around, you know, and it changes the trajectory of where you're going, and we're going in a circle, so we're hitting the wind in different directions every single moment on the racetrack, so... you know, you just never know where that gust is going to be, if the wind changes directions or if a gust changes directions, and it's just very, very complicated to keep up with. So it makes you have to be on your toes, you know, and I think the cup cars will be the worst because they have the least amount of downforce and they go the fastest, you know. So the Xfinity cars would be second worst and the trucks would be third, just because trucks, you can run around here wide open and they punch a pretty big hole in the air already. Yeah, I mean, you can adapt to it. I think more times than not, you're guessing anyway. So, you know, it's just a matter of being ready for anything and just kind of driving through it.
Well, Jerry, then follow from Bob, and then we'll go over here.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires on that and PRN. You've got three wins at California. We're going to close out this West Coast swing out there. Can you talk about going out to California and that track? And it's been compared some to Atlanta. But what are your thoughts going out there and racing and wiping out this West Coast?
I love California. I enjoy going out there. I always thought it was really, really fun to race out there, especially you can run all over that racetrack, low, middle, high. More times than not, the high line kind of becomes a preferred groove throughout the day of the race and throughout the long runs of the race, and so that was kind of enjoyable. With this new car, with the flared sides and stuff that we've had the last 4 or 5 years, it's kind of made that outside groove less important, so you have a little bit better chance of being able to move around, but not much. Just seems for me, anytime I get closer to the wall, I seem to get looser. And if you tighten up the car in order to be able to handle that situation, then you're just so tight you can't run the bottom at all. So you really get mired to having to run the top all day. So that's what makes Larson so good there. That's what makes us pretty good there. Harvick was really, really good there for years, you know. So it's a place that is worn out. It's like Atlanta. Atlanta, people have figured out how to, you know, line wrap and make the line really work, Harvick especially. I haven't seen anybody really be able to make that work at California. We just keep going farther under the yellow line in turn 3 and 4 and running the apron. So it's now 6 lanes wide down there in 3 and 4. But it's just a fun track and bumpy and edgy. And, you know, I don't think the surface is as abrasive as Atlanta, but it certainly lends itself that way. And, you know, it – hopefully isn't up for due for a repave anytime soon.
Bob and then NBC.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. I'm sticking on a numerology kick. If Harvick wins again in any series, he's at 100 for all three series. Do you look at that as any sort of standard?
He's at what?
He's at 99 career wins over
for all three.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So there'd be four, if assuming he wins one more, then there's four of you with 100 wins across all three series.
Okay.
Does that, I mean, is that any sort of standard, or does that, do you look at that in any particular way?
This day and age is different than the old day and age. You know, people will have that argument forever. I don't think there is a comparison to that. I think for what Harvick and myself have been able to do with the amount of wins that we have in all three series is cool. I mean, I think you reach 100. I mean, that's a big number to reach in this sport, in this and how difficult it is to win races these days, whether it's Cup, Xfinity, or Truck. You know, you look at it last week, and it seems to be easy, and you have a pit stop problem, and you don't win, you know. So, you know, Harvick has, I think he's got just like 3 or 4 or 5 less Cup wins or something like that than me, and he's a few behind on the Xfinity side over the course of the last few years. We've been really good at racking him up over there and the Truck side too, but you know, he's obviously reaching that 100 mark, and I think that should be something to be proud of. I know I'm focused on me and being able to continue my climb and getting to the next wins that I can for me.
We'll take a couple more. Go over here.
Kyle, Randy Howe, NBC Las Vegas. Welcome back. What would it mean? It's Ultimate Sports Weekend here. What would it mean to you to take a couple checkered flags home this weekend in your hometown? It'd really be fitting, you know, with you being from here to get some checkered flags this weekend. And also, do you feel like what other drivers know it's your hometown, like for the big race on Sunday, do you feel like they would try to do anything to make sure you or Kurt don't take a checkered flag home in your hometown?
You know, it would certainly be special to win here. I love coming out to Las Vegas. You want to win any weekend, but especially when it's in your hometown and you remember this track being built from the ground up and the hole being dug in which we're sitting in right now, you know. So I haven't run a Truck Series race here since 2001, I believe it was. And so I would love to be able to have that opportunity to come out here and win in just my second start on the Speedway in the trucks. And, of course, you know, win Xfinity and win Cup. I've been close to a lot of Xfinity wins here, and I've only been able to close out one. And Cup wins, we haven't quite been as great. You know, I've just never been on the newer surface. On the old surface, I'd finish second or third every single time we came here, you know. But it would certainly be special to close it out and to win a triple in your hometown. That would be pretty awesome. As far as anybody else knowing that it's our hometown, I don't think they care. I think that we all race each other as hard as we can race each other every single week anyways, no matter where we go. And guys are always chomping at the bit in order to see themselves get to victory lane. So that's going to be their main reason and trying to keep you out of victory lane.
Kyle, Alan Michaels from On Pit Road Racing here in Las Vegas. How much pressure and how much does your body go through running all three events this weekend? I mean, preparation for it and everything.
Yeah, it's been a tough it's going to be a tough 10 days. You know, I ran the Truck Series race. We had practice on Friday in Atlanta. Then I ran Truck Series race on Saturday, ran the Cup Series race Sunday. I had a test session on Monday and Tuesday. I didn't have anything on Wednesday. Thursday, yesterday, I was in the truck. Today's all the practices, truck race, tomorrow, Xfinity race, Sunday, Cup race. So there's been one day in the last 10 days that I'll be out of the vehicle, you know. So that's kind of hard on you. At least I'm getting it all out of the way early in the season when your body's a little bit fresher. But certainly you got to take care of it. And so, you know, this week would be nice to kind of chill out and relax a little bit and, you know, take it easy. But you eat good and try to get some workouts in when you can. Not too hard. Obviously, you got to let your body recuperate and stuff like that. So that's kind of what my strategy is.
We'll take one final one over here.
Jason Sumrow, Trackside Experience. Quick question for you, Kyle. Now, yesterday we watched you out here practicing with Noah. And you guys were hooked up pretty good. Coming out of four, it seemed like he was getting higher and higher coming out. Were you intentionally trying to teach him how to exit that turn a little better? Or was there anything to that? Anything deeper?
No, nothing to that. Just, you know, we were working together trying to see what our trucks would run single truck speed. And then in a draft of a couple, just him and I. And then we had some bigger packs as well, too. There was 5, 6, 7 of us at one point. Just kind of figuring out the handling of all that. With the wind blowing and the wind changing directions, it could have been a little bit of that. I was working on my truck, making sure that I was keeping my wrap around the corner longer, lower, and they were kind of working on that as well, too. They got it kind of tuned up the second practice. They got a lot better with it. So found some adjustments that helped that. So hopefully it works for us in the race tonight.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Kyle. Good luck all right, to all right three on. This Thanks. Weekend.